talking about real estate on Newsmakers Today. I'm Larry Morgan, and with me is new National Association of Realtors President Gary Thomas. So, Gary, what can you tell our listeners about the recent fiscal cliff agreement? How is that going to affect homeowners in 2013?
Well, it's important to remember that the fiscal cliff negotiations were just the first step in a continuing effort to make sure Congress understands that a revitalized real estate market will lead to a full economic recovery. The capital gains exclusion for the sale of primary home remains in place at $250,000 for singles and $500,000 for couples, and the agreement also continues deductions for mortgage insurance premiums on private mortgage insurance.
So what about those who might be considering buying or selling a home this year? Are there any changes that affect them?
Yes, one of the issues realtors fought very hard for was to extend mortgage debt cancellation relief, and I'm pleased to tell you that it was extended for another year. And what that means is that the homeowners who have to sell their homes in a short sale will not have to pay income tax on the forgiven amount of the loan. It also helps reduce foreclosures and stabilize home values, which is good for the local community as well as the nation's economy.
Well, we know that the nation's economy is going to be the front and center issue throughout this year as Congress looks for ways to solve our debt problems. Where do realtors stand on this issue?
Well, realtors understand the importance of reducing the federal deficit and that everyone must sacrifice for the greater good. But we also know that the further setbacks to real estate could destabilize the market and could create conditions for an economic contraction.
You know, I know these are pretty complicated issues, Gary. Where can our listeners go and learn more?
Well, they can visit houselogic.com/homeownership to get informed because housing and homeownership issues affect all Americans.
That's houselogic.com/homeownership. Gary Thomas, National Association of Realtors President, thanks so much for talking with us on Newsmakers.
Thank you.